halachot dalid in Peya Yerushalmi. What is considered to be leket? Anosher b'shahat ha'ktira. Something that falls during the process of harvest. Hayakotem lo hayad v'talesh molo kumso. Somebody was being kosher normal ketira, full hand work of ketira. Or if he was picking his entire palm's worth, the contents of his hand's worth, and he co-coats. There he goes and he gets hurt by a thorn that's in what he picked. He goes, ouch, but up on the other, he opens up his palm and falls to the ground. The falling to the ground was not there a result of the way in which he was being kosher. And therefore, it's not considered to be leket at all. Something that simply falls out as it's part of his handful, and he didn't get the whole thing if some of it falls. Or he was in his sickle and it falls from the whole piece that he cut with his sickle, then that goes to the anin. That's what leket is. But if, however, it's caused by you're going back on the sickle, which normally wouldn't cut. And now you start cutting, and on your way back, because you did it so hard, you also knocked off some tool, and they fall to the ground. Or the same thing with your hand. You're pulling, and you went in there so hard, you bashed a piece of tool, and it falls to the ground. That's not called the act of ketira. That goes to the balabayas. What about the rosh hayad, the rosh hamagal? There's always a little bit that's meant to slip out, but it gets caught. So what is that called if it falls from there? Rabbi Yishmael omer la'aniyim, Rabbi Akiva omer la'ba'al ha'bayit. Chore ha'nimalim shebetoch ha'kama. Because the rosh is not, it's not part of the normal ketira. So there was a, since it was l'maisa included in the act of ketira, it's ketira and it's energy and it's leket, or it's the same thing as me'achoret. How about the grain in the ant hole? Now the ants can take a very, very significant amount of your grain, really very significant. And what they used to do, of course, is they would take it out. They would just simply dig it up and pull the grain out, yeah. And these ants have been working a long time. They could store, 30 bushels of grain under their food. Yeah, I read once the amount and the loss is just astounding. No, but it's amazing how much they can get away with. So what's the din over there? Who does it belong to? So if it's betoka kama, if it's found while the grain is still standing, obviously it's the balabayas. Yishalachar kufrim, the holes on the areas that have already been harvested, there el yonim la'aniyim ratachonim la'balabayas. The uppermost ones belong to the animals.
Inside the
animals. And the bottom ones were stored earlier, and that came from the Kaman, that belongs to the Malamite. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer Hakola Aniyim, Shisafek Leket Leket. Every last bit of it goes to Aniyim, unless you know for sure that it belongs to the Balabayim, because as we'll see, we have a lie in the Torah, that Leket, even Mitzara Sopek, goes to the Aniyim. Son, Leket Kitsir Cha. Vaisa points out, the Torah says it has to be leket to derech katsir, lelo hakotser biyado, but not something where the normal katsir would be with a magal and you go ahead and you pick it with your hand. Of course, the case in the Mishnah that was talking about melo hayad, and so I'm talking about something that is the normal way to pick it. But if it's a seal that should be katsired, then that's not what's called katsir biyado. The same thing is true about parrot. One man the Yomar says, like our Mishnah, that's the Tokhayad, the Tokhamagal. And one man the Yomar says, Kadamar, Tokhayad, but even Akhore Hamagal is included. Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel says, you know why the Mishnah told us that El Yonim La'aminim. Well, first of all, what does that mean, El Yonim La'aminim? What, half and half? I mean, well, it's not telling you what it even means. The point over here is that El Yonim La'aminim is referring to grain that is white, meaning it's already ripe grain. Tachonim Balabayit is Yerokim. So it's not the point that it's on the upper half or the lower half. That isn't the issue. But if it's complete grain, then it's assumed to come from the Kasira. If it's green, unripe grain, it's assumed to have been taken by the ants before it was ripe, and therefore belongs to the Baal HaBayit. There you have a real sense of what goes to whom. Yeah. Rabbi Meir says, Hakol La'aminim, Shesafik Leket Leket. Why is it a suffix? She had traveled the Goran, let's take a look at your king. There's no such thing. If you take a look at a Goran, as a normally harvested, you're going to always find a certain proportion of green grain that didn't ripen. I had the green ripen at exactly the same time. So who's to say that the green isn't from that? And it came off Kashat Kira. So is it still the Klala Suffix? Yes. If it's the Klala Suffix, then I say Suffix Leket is Leket. Well, Rav Yochi, and you see that the Mishnah is going to be given in Hebrew. Now, the Mishnah is not saying that if you have a suffix, that we argue on Rabbi Meir. It's saying it's not a suffix. That's what you just explained it. Since it's green, it's not a suffix. And Rabbi Meir is saying, well, isn't it still a suffix? Because you could have the green grains that was even in the regular Kefirah. But they're not discussing whether suffix like it is like it. In other words, this whole conversation, and I think that it's reasonable to say the way Shmuel said it, and that the Mishnah is essentially going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Sidra, because where is that case? The classic case is a ger who was mitgayer in the middle of the season, and he had kama. So now, nikdra shalom mitgayer patur, nishin mitgayer chayat. So whatever was cut before he was a Jew, it's practical market. After the Jewish Chayav Halakit, in Safed Patur. And if we're not sure, it's Patur. Comes and Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra says, no, even though it's a Safed, you see that it has to be Bechayav anyway, because Safed Lekit is Lekit, if you're not sure that you're Chayav. So our Mishnah, apparently, is indeed Kulo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra, and it's, everyone is agreed that suffix like it is like it. And the only question here is whether this is suffix like it or not. Because if you're going to tell me that we really hold that suffix like it is Amaytinechaber all of Araya, so what do you mean? Even the Elyonim shouldn't go there. Like you could prove absolutely that these Elyonim were taken today. And if the Balabai claims maybe these Elyonim were taken right before I cut the grain, how are you going to prove it then? It's not Amaytinechaber all of Araya. So therefore, our Mishnah seems to be saying that for sure any suffix is less. Only those things that are not a suffix. That's where we explain it. But green is not a suffix.
We'll get to that.
And Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra has nothing to do with our case, for heaven's sake. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the case for Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra is rather the guy. If the guy was a guy, then the field has a cheskas hefter from Lekka. But if the guy is a Jew, the field has a cheskas chiyah from Lekka. How do you compare the two cases? Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra wouldn't have said that suffix Lekka and Lekka in this case. This has nothing to do with it. Israel, and Yisrael, who begins with a cheskas chiyah, and he's tired, and that makes all chayav. And we say, okay, we'll put it on the chazaka, we're assuming it's a cheskas chiyah. Goy, shikarol patur, shikarol patur. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Meir was saying in a Mishnah, no, suffix like a blessing, he was talking to Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra. He would say, do you not agree? I mean, after all, that's what you said in the din of a Gershon as Gaia. Why is this case any different? To which Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra would have to respond, if it's green, then it's not really a topic. Well, according to Rachel Watkins, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking to Rabbi Yehuda ben Chidra. He was talking to the common. He was saying, Enoch, Emma, Dimli, Gesuffik, Leket, Leket. What about the Limud of Suffik, Leket? Okay, so there we don't know what they would respond. I mean, dying indeed. How do we know Gesuffik, Leket, Leket? The Shimon Bar Nachman, the Shimon Yonatan says, Oni Verosh Hatziku. Hatziku means Hatzikehu. Give it over into his. Assume that he's right in his Shiyah when you're coming to give him Matnotah. Otherwise, what's the Shiyah? You're not supposed to be Matzik and Oni Verosh. I mean, if it's a normal case, if it is to the horizon, say, look, for a man, yeah, we'll pass it like him. That's not as an answer. Right? You're showing favoritism. So must be Hatzikehu, the Matanai Shah, you're giving him the Matanai. You're supposed to go overboard on Matanai. The Shimon Ben Lakish, Bashem Bar Kapora, says, you don't have to take a look at the Tehillim. Where does it say not to be Matanai in Evio? Lo Tatem Mishpat Evioncha Berivo. This stresses Berivo. It's telling you Berivo in Hatzabateyu. It's only where he comes to court that you can't be mocked to in his favor because he's poor. But we see from here that there is indeed an Indian that it's right to be mocked things in favor of an army. So where would that be? It's obvious. Avabateyu. Hatzabateyu. You don't need to see Dabra Noah's deity here. It's a deity to say it. Omer of Yochanan said, Kosa Chayim Masha Shamalon Rebbe. In the Bible, you would have said, the Masha Shana Rebbe. It says something ugly about what Rebbe done it. But the Shami speaks more nicely. Is it so beautiful what Rebbe taught you, meaning speaking in euphemism, right? So it's not Kura Shana Rebbe, it's Zaka Masha Shana Rebbe. It must be really beautiful that you ignore it like this. Rebbe taught us the basis of this. It says, Hazeh. It says twice Hazeh in the Torah. Hazeh Yisera. Because it's two parshas of Lechem. So why does that have to repeat Hazeh to tell us again? That means, Hanach Yisrehem Mishalcha. Give them from yours to make it a din of Lechem. And now Reb Barnea had a idea from Ruth. Yes, Reb Barnea, please tell us.
From
the time of the Sphere of the Team, and you were talking about a year that was inspired by the Sphere. And we were judging a year by the Alamba, the Mahamas, but they know the Dinan, obviously, the Dinan. That's a very good idea. I thought you were going to say from Sholta Sholumla, that it should have a Dinan Rekha. Because otherwise, the Stampulin, but since there's a Dinan, that's the Dinan, the Etzim Matrona, otherwise, it makes no sense. Sheba Daki didn't want to take from the dark. That's why you have Taka Din. Because that's the care of the not the only not the
Revo. So this Omer, this Azori Sarah means, why don't you give it that stuff that that stuff is like it?
That's what we're saying. If there's any Shabbat, if you go to him, it's at least. Omer Abi Law. See, like Garen, Vlayatom, Vlamana, Yihiyet. It shall be. That defines an existential state. Yes, so shall it be. Whether it's going to be coming from you or it's coming from their own. Havle, make sure you get this. And don't start making chesbenes. So which part is mine? Which part is his? The whole point in the din of the lekhet is it's his. I don't care where it's coming from. Continue tomorrow, please.
Great.
All right, so I suppose we'll get to the other stuff tomorrow.